1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you. Welcome to the Ebby J podcast. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you here with another fun-filled, unapologetic podcast. Wondering what we're talking about today? Stay tuned. More to come. It's your girl Ebby J. It's your girl Ebby J.
What's going on, guys? It's your girl Ebby J coming back at you with another unapologetic podcast. Thanks so much for joining me on this journey. We are at about episode number 10 in season 1. I hope that you have been enjoying this ride with me. I absolutely love doing this podcast, and wow, can't wait to see what God has for me with this. You know, I used to write back in the day. I told you guys about that a while ago, and it just wasn't something that I could keep up with even before I had my daughter. And then, you know, as life progressed on, you know, I started listening to podcasts. Sarah Jakes podcast I listened to, T.D. Jakes, Elevation, Oprah's Masterclass. Now I'm listening to Angela Yee, Little Mo, Joe Button. So my podcast portfolio of the ones that I listen to is really, really big, really, really great. And so I was like, man, this sounds pretty dope, and I think I can do this. Did a little bit of research, and here we are. So currently right now, I record at my in the island in my kitchen until I get my little studio set up upstairs. But I just want to thank you so much, and I'm very, very humble and very, very grateful that, you know, you take time out with me and you walk in this journey with me, and that, you know, you listen to my podcast, you send me notes, you send me DMs, you know, you send me emails and stuff like that. And I just want to tell you guys, thank you. If you hadn't had a chance, be sure to check out my website at www.theebbyjshow.com. There you'll see direct links to the podcast, just in case, you know, whatever podcast servicer you use. There's a whole lot of options as far as, you know, where you can listen to me on. But the main ones is Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. But I'm also on Podbean. I'm on the Radio One. I'm on a whole bunch of podcast networks. But, you know, here we go. So in this podcast, I wanted to read to you one of the blogs that I actually have on my blog post that I actually have on my website. So I relaunched my website last January as I was ushering myself into the healing process after my divorce. And that's when I started to start. That's when I really started writing again. And that's also when I started dating again. And one of the posts that I wrote was back in March of 2018. And it's titled A Letter to Him, and you can definitely check it out on my website. But I'm gonna read this to you and kind of give you a little bit of background history about the post, what inspired it, and most importantly, what I learned out of that particular situation. So here we go. A Letter to Him. God has a reason behind everything that happens in our lives, but when it comes to you and I can't put my finger on it. There's a reason why we reconnected. I wasn't out here looking for you, trying to run into you. It just happened. I didn't know that when I saw you, it would spark something between you and I. I had no idea our chemistry and connection would be what it is. To be honest with you, it caught me off guard. The butterflies I feel when I see you, the smiles I have when I'm in your presence, the laughs, the hugs, the kisses, the energy, the thoughts, the amazing sex, the inspiration to be liberated and free. I wasn't looking for it, but it happened. You bring out something in me that I didn't know was there. The drive to live life, be free, be liberated, to be unapologetically me. But timing says that right now we both aren't in a space to dig deeper into one another. Timing says that there's a limit into how much we can explore each other's souls to get to know one another on a different level, but timing didn't stop the way I feel about you. Timing didn't stop the energy, the connection, and the memories we cultivated since we've reconnected. Timing didn't stop the conversations, the kisses, the hugs, the butterflies, the exploration and experiences of feeling one another's bodies. Timing didn't stop the inevitable and undeniable fire between us. And because of the limitations, I don't like timing right now. Timing is a bitch. Are the feelings I have for you real? Despite what you may think, despite the current circumstances, I can reassure you that yes, they are. I tried to get rid of them, trust me, I did, but I've learned to stop fighting my feelings and let them flow. I knew that when we reconnected, you couldn't give me what I desire from you, a deeper love, time, soul-stirring intimacy, attention, getting to know you, your heart. I'm very aware of the reality. If things were different and the opportunity presented itself, I will want to dig deeper with you, go on a journey of exploring life with you, really get to know you. The energy and connection we share would grow stronger, but based on the present situation, the reality of right now says that we can't. I wish I could be more to you and you to me. I wish we could be on a journey to become more to one another. But timing. Despite what timing says, I have comfort in knowing that no matter what the present situation says, what's meant to be will be. Whatever God wants us to be to one another will be. But until then, continue to enjoy what you have right now, because when the timing is right and it's meant to be, it's going to be a life-changing and an amazing experience for us both. Until then, Ebby. Wow. Let me tell you guys. Whew. Wow. I wrote that last March. Okay. We're coming on in about a year of when I wrote this. I wrote this on March 7th, 2018. Actually, I think I wrote this because I write, but I don't publish. I wrote this and then I never published it until I felt the time was right to publish it. But the audience whom it was for did receive that message. Now, let me take you guys back on a little journey, okay? So, coming out of a marriage, divorced, you know, restarting my life again, but this time with a little beautiful little girl, raising her solo in a city borderline solo. I'm not really by myself. I have a few friends and, you know, stuff like that, but like no family or anything. I look at this letter now today, and who I was then, I'm not her today. Right? So crazy. How many of you can relate? This is why I love writing, and this is why I love expressing how I feel, whether it's published or not, because I can look back at those journals, and that's why it's called my diary on my blog, the www.theebbyjshow.com. That's why it's called my diary, because that was how I felt then. I don't feel that way about that person anymore. And that is the beauty of timing. And that's what I want to talk to you guys about today. The beauty of timing and how timing can change so much if you just let go, free yourselves, and let God. Okay? So back then, I wrote that message to someone, and that is how I felt. Where I was then is not where I am today. The way that I felt about that individual, I no longer feel that today. Now, we both are available and free to communicate and flow with one another, picking that back up from where we left off back then. But I have no desire to do so, because timing and healing and experiences have changed my way and my perspective. And how I feel, how I think, and what I want in my life. Isn't that crazy? You know, we get so caught up in situations and the vulnerability that we are in, the state of vulnerability that we are in, right? And we find ourselves in situations. But I'm here to tell you, and this is so crazy to me, because after reading that post that I wrote back in March or February or March of last year, you couldn't tell me that I didn't want to be with that person. You couldn't tell me that that wasn't going to be my next steps. But I really, really, really clearly remember this person telling me, you know, we met right now, but honestly, I might not be what you want once you heal. Y'all, that was the most profound, that was one of the most profound statements that he said to me when we reconnected. He said, you may like me right now, but you might not like me like that. You may not feel the same way that you feel about me after you go through your transitions and heal. He couldn't have been more on point and more right about that. As a friend, he'll always be a friend. Now, granted, the circumstances and situations that we both experienced with the evolution of our relationship with the reconnection, some things happened that I didn't particularly care for, which put a really bad taste in my mouth for him. But that thing that he said to me was, I may not be what you want once you heal. That is the most realest thing that I had heard while in my journey to healing from a broken heart and disappointment in a broken marriage. Y'all, listen to me. I share that post with you and I keep it up as a reminder to myself and as a word to you. Take your time and let timing take its course. Don't be so much in a rush to jump to the next big thing or something that feels good for right now, because once your mind is right and the air is fresh and things start to, how would I say, you start to get your mind right, you're over what hurt you. What you liked when you were in pain is not going to be the same as what you like when you are healed. Let me say that to you again. God help me. What you liked when you were in pain is not going to be the same as what you liked when you heal. Now, is that real or what? That's a real statement and a real fact. That is a real statement and a real, real fact. Right? What you liked when you were in pain is not going to be what you like when you heal. Therefore, take your time to heal and get over that thing that hurt you. Because when you come up for air, and you really realize what you want and what you want your life to look like, I promise you, take it from me, that what I liked back then, I don't like now. I don't want it. I'm not attracted to it. I have no desire for it. And my whole vision for my life and the relationships in my life have totally, totally changed.
I don't want it. I'm not attracted to it. to change. I don't want it. I'm not attracted.
Take that. Take that. Take that. Take that. Internalize it. Understand it. Timing is everything. That thing that you wanted, that person that you wanted, that place that you wanted to go, all of those things didn't work out for a reason. Because oftentimes that I found in my own experiences is that God was protecting me from something. Right? He was protecting me from something. And so what that means is that in my example that I just shared with you, me writing that letter last March, I'm not that same woman. My desires for my life and what I want my relationships to look like is totally different now compared to then. I encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, who hear my voice, who are listening to this episode, this podcast, who are walking with me in this journey, really, really, really sit back and internalize what you want. Heal from the broken heart. As I said in episode whomever, whatever that was, take your time to heal. Really be on a mission to get your life back and for you to really figure out and paint the picture of what you want your life to look like. Because I promise you, my God, I promise you that what you thought you wanted back then is not going to be the same as what you want now. Once you take your time to heal, forgive yourself, forgive the other person, and progress to being a better person. I promise you. Until the next time, chat soon. Thanks so much for joining me today on today's podcast. Be sure to connect with me on social media. Find me on Instagram at Lady Ebby J, J-A-Y, or on Facebook at The Ebby J Show. Be sure to holler and say, hey, Ebby girl, I hear your podcast. Do your thing, girl. Remember, until the next time, feel your beauty and own it.